to another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. It's Tuesday, February 18th, 2014. I'm your host, J.R. Davis. Of course, the big story today, this week, really, is the private option vote, the state's health care plan hanging in the balance this week at the state capitol. The House is expected to vote today on whether to fund the private option Medicaid expansion. If it passes in the House, which is no guarantee, it will move to the Senate Wednesday. Remember, both chambers need three-quarters majority for passage. Right now, it appears there's not enough support in the Senate, but that could change later this week.
A big portion of it right now is like some individual members have concerns about how different programs have really been run in the past. And so kind of working through that, you know, there is a tie-in with those programs and the private option. And really, you know, just not at a point being able to fully discuss that at this time.
That was State Senator Jonathan Dismang. He says negotiations will continue to try and get the private option approved and keep the session as short as possible. Joining me now is Arkansas Senate President Pro Tem Michael Lamoureux, Republican of Russellville. Thanks so much for taking time this morning.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, that sound was from Senator Dismang yesterday. What's the latest going on right now at the state capitol? Obviously, the House getting ready for that vote today, we assume. Is that still what's likely to happen today?
That's my understanding.
Okay. And obviously, you know, we talked with Representative Greg Letting last week, who's the minority leader there in the House, and he said that he feels pretty confident that it's going to get to the House. Then it sets up that big battle in the Senate. What is the latest on the Senate, and what can you tell us as far as the votes there?
The only real way to find out whether or not we have the vote is to take the vote. And that sounds really basic, but if you sit here and wait for 27 members to walk in my office and say we're ready, that never happens.
Yeah.
So we're to the point where we've talked to enough members that we're going to call for a vote as soon as the House passes it, and kind of just check and see where we're at. We're not 100% sure where that is as of this moment.
Senator Lamoureux, I know you guys keep tabs with each other over in the House and the Senate. Are you hearing right now that, I mean, from Speaker Carter and those guys, do they feel pretty confident right now with that vote in the House?
I think they do.
Okay. Okay. And obviously, if this comes down in the Senate, I know there's a lot of shakeup as far as with, you know, Senator Cooper comes in and now he opposes that, and Missy Irvin saying that she's rethinking some things. What does it hinge upon? What can you tell folks? Like, what is the key where people are saying, or members are saying, you know what, I'd vote for it if this happened?
Really, what you're talking about with the, you know, two members you mentioned changing the dynamic is looking for a member who previously voted no and trying to convince them to vote yes. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot different task than what it was last time. And so you're not trying to, you know, resell them on the idea that this is the greatest thing that's ever happened. It's failing to get this done causes greater harm to Arkansas, and that harm outweighs the long-term concerns they have.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting look inside there. And Senator Lamoureux, okay, we've got the private option. That's something we're going to be concentrating all week on. You've kind of had a busy start to the session, if you will. I know with former Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar's resignation, you have assumed the duties of Lieutenant Governor, if you will. Kind of explain that to folks listening right now.
It's actually two different roles. He served as President of the Senate, and that's a distinction that's hard to understand. My role is actually as the president pro tem of the Senate. And basically his role was as the president of the Senate, which meant he presided over the Senate. What I've done basically is that I began supervising the four employees that are in his office. We've had two legal opinions, one from the chief counsel of the Senate and one from the attorney general of the state of Arkansas, that says that no one has the legal authority to fire the employees in that office, and that person would have been Governor Dar. So the only question is anybody going to provide any supervision over the four employees? And so I really think it's kind of been blown out of proportion what we're debating. The people critical over, you know, the idea that I'm supervising them haven't told me exactly what it is they wish I wasn't doing.
Yeah.
So I think they basically don't like the situation, but they haven't really explained to me what they, you know, what the alternative is. So the main thing is just it's a situation that we're in that nobody really asked for, and we're trying to kind of provide a calm to the situation.
And of course, the other situation would be to have a special election, but that's decided not to happen. We're leaving that open until the election, correct? The actual
election.
Yeah,
I don't think we have that completely resolved yet, but an election is around, my understanding, is around $1.5 million per election. Mm-hmm. So if you had a primary runoff, and then a general election, that could cost the state at $4.5 million to fill an office that would, where the person would literally preside as lieutenant governor for 5 or 6 months. So right. I don't think that's a good situation.
All right. And, of course, another thing, too, I want to talk to you about, just state politics in general. A lot of Republican action lately as far as, you know, Congressman Tim Griffin getting into the lieutenant governor's race, just sticking with that. What do you see going into 2014? It was a big election last time around for Republicans. What do you see this time around?
Obviously, Congressman Griffin's been a leader in our party for a long time. And so I think Republicans in general were excited to see him kind of step up and continue to offer that leadership role. A lot of people were maybe disappointed that he was going to be stepping out of a public role. So I think it's a good fit for him, good fit for his family, and a good fit for our party.
All right, Senator Michael Lamoureux, he is the Arkansas State Senator President Pro Tem. Thanks for joining us this morning. Let me ask you one more question. I'll let you go. Just your gut feeling, how do you feel the vote goes down in the Senate?
I also think we'll pass it.
You think we will?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, Senator. I appreciate that. All right, this has been another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. You can listen to all of our podcasts online at nwahomepage.com. We will be back Thursday with a brand new podcast. Until then, we'll see you later.
This production is copyright 2014 by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. All rights reserved.